Tonight, my name's Kate Delaney. How you doing in all those nooks and crannies? Wow, do we have some great stuff for you in store this hour, including a conversation with Neil McCabe, who says, wait, you know, why, it's just not the Koch brothers. Why are they always the bad guys? But it's not so much about defending the Koch brothers. He says, you'll be surprised to learn of an alliance that's going to blow your mind on the left. And the power that this particular organization yields. And we talk about elections, and here's the real bombshell. He's going to talk about, and this is coming up in our third segment, Neil's going to talk about the fact that he completely disagrees with me. He does not think Hillary Clinton is going to be the Democratic nominee for president in 2016. He says she will not be president in 17. He says Joe Biden is going to get the nomination, and Joe Biden has a lot of powerful friends, including the president who's going to stump for him. And then I start to think, well, what the poll number sagging is, do you think the Obama coattails could ride a Democrat into office? And would that Democrat be Joe Biden over Hillary Clinton? I disagree with Neil, but he puts up a pretty compelling argument for why that's going to happen. He also says, because the Republicans blew it so much in 2008, you wait and see what happens in the midterm elections. He said it's going to be different in the House and the Senate. The Republicans are going to take back the Senate, and it's just pure virtue of numbers. It's just math. It has nothing to do so much with politicking. It's more about the math and some special elections. But some interesting stuff from Neil McCabe. Before we get there, I went off on a story just the other day that I think infuriated a lot of you as well, because I got a ton of email about this, and I thought that I would just address it at the beginning of the show. For example, well, first I'll tell you the story. The story was about, this was out of Maryland, there was this 15-year-old girl who was assaulted, sexually assaulted, in the hallway of her high school. So how did this happen? I mean, this is the first thing I thought is mind-blowing. How did this happen at 8 o'clock on a Monday when students were in their first class of the day? How could that go on and nobody in a high school knows this is happening? Am I naive, or are these schools that big? No teacher knew what happened? So what happened was, and this was, you know, this was 8 o'clock in the morning at this high school, Parkside, and the Parkside student, Ja'Cory Scarborough, is the one who was accused of making advances toward the girl, then pulling her down a hallway, and then raping her. And the victim, they, according to the police reports and everything, says no, no, screaming out no, screaming out no. So where are the people in this school? She immediately reports to the school administrators. And, you know, nobody's reporting the name of the victim, because there's a lot of policies with newspapers and journalism, lots of other journalistic efforts to not reveal the names of people, youngsters especially, that have been raped. So the school has almost 1,100 plus students. And they're kind of spread out, I guess, with a couple of wings and two floors, and half the students are girls. And the entire county there, the public school system, they have about, they say, 7,500 female students. So should any of them be worried about that kind of treatment? I mean, that's horrible. Children, when they go to school, already we've been talking about school shootings and ridiculous things that have happened in some of these schools. And now somebody's raped in the school. Raped. And we have this whole bullying epidemic going on. Here's the thing. Initially, they were talking about what was the charge going to be? What was the kid going to be charged with? So he is now facing 8 charges, among them first and second degree rape, first and second degree assault and kidnapping. If he's convicted of first degree rape, he could get life in prison. He was released on a $100,000 bond. And they issued a temporary restraining order against the suspect, saying he can't contact the victim in any way. But I think the smart thing here is he's being tried as an adult. Because initially there was a little bit of conversation that he would not be tried as an adult. It's like, what, are you kidding me with this? So that worked out anyway. What actually happens in the due process, you know, we'll wait and see. But how these people had no idea, with hundreds of cameras in the schools, on buses, live streaming video, and they had it there. And there's staff members who were assigned to watch the cameras. But they say some of the cameras get moved around in case they're trying to track locations, different locations, and this wasn't shown. So they didn't have this anywhere. But, boy, that is creepy scary. I mean, really, really very, very creepy. The fact that at least she went to the office, they got it, the whole thing. I guess the superintendent is saying it's gut-wrenching and wants to make sure any problem students are stopped before they commit a crime. Yeah, good luck with that. So what is it you have to do to keep your kids safe from the predators at school? It's almost like I used to say, I didn't like the idea of homeschooling because I think kids need to be socialized. You know, they need to socialize, and you could socialize outside of your home, but I didn't like the idea of homeschooling because I thought it would be hard for kids to then go to college where they haven't been in any of those other environments. You're just throwing them into that deep side of the pool. But now, boy, I can understand in some cases why parents really think twice about where their kid's going to school, what's going on. And I know that this is an anomaly. This does not happen all the time. But it really tripped up many of you, too. Amy sent me this. Amy said, Kate, boy, oh, boy, it is sickening what is going on in schools and what's happening to young girls, the bullying, the nonsense, not just from boys but girls themselves to each other. And then this story about the rape in a hallway is outrageous. Nobody was monitoring those hallways. Don't they have hall monitors? I cannot believe it. It is sickening and sad, and my heart just sank when I read it. And then this one from Brad. Boy, I hold my daughters close. They are good, sweet kids and only in elementary school, and I worry about what high school will be like for them when I read stories like the alleged rape incident in Maryland in that high school and the fact that nobody heard her scream out no or scream at all. How could they not know that? Then you wonder why we shake our heads when somebody gets through and they shoot in schools, because nobody notices that either. It's time to change things up and figure out a way to keep kids safe so they can learn and not have to be afraid when they turn the corner. All right, we're going to turn the corner. Hang with us. More odds and ends coming up on the flip side, including John Boehner's take on Benghazi. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Let's go. He walks barely down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, it's a bullet strip. The sound of the beat, yeah.
When is the administration going to tell the American people the truth? They've not told them the truth about Benghazi. They've not told the truth about the IRS. They've not told the truth about Fast and Furious. We owe it to the future of our country and to the next administration to do our job, to make it clear that the types of activities that may have gone on here are not acceptable in our system of government.
Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. What say you, America? Have you had enough, or is John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, right? Let's get to the bottom of this. Do we owe this to future generations to know what happened at that hornet's nest? We do know that the ball was dropped and that there's no question, putting aside what specifically happened, that the ambassador and the three other Americans that were there, two of them former Navy SEALs who were really protecting the ambassador, they knew that it was Harry Caray and wanted help and asked for help and didn't get the help. So that was problem number one. I think the biggest problem, because what a difference perhaps that would have made. What's really strange is former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on Wednesday said there's no reason for a new Republican-led committee to look into this 2012 terrorist attack. Let's forget it. Let's let it go. That it's been looked into for 2 years and doesn't need to be looked into anymore. And she says that she's satisfied with what is known about the events surrounding the attack that killed four Americans during her tenure at State, but that Congress's actions, hey, they're not in my hand. She said in an interview with ABC's Robin Roberts, this is a quote, "Of course, there are a lot of reasons why, despite all of the hearings, all of the information that's been provided, some choose not to be satisfied and choose to continue to move forward. That's their choice, and I do not believe that there's any reason for it to continue this way. But they get to call the shots in Congress. They get to call the shots." House Republicans are preparing to set up a select committee to investigate the attacks after these unreleased emails that weren't provided to Congress when initially it subpoenaed relevant documents surfaced last week through Freedom of Information Act. Some Republicans say the email from Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes, remember, advised the then U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice to discuss Muslim protests over an anti-Islamic film, which was really a short video from the administration trying to downplay the terrorist nature of the attack to thwart any questions or anything that would just look nasty ahead of the 2012 presidential election. The Democrats are saying, you know what, Republicans, we're sick of this. Both chambers of Congress and the administration have conducted numerous reports on the attack. Some Democratic people on the Hill say they're pushing to boycott a committee that they say is politically motivated. That's a new one, boycotting the committee. I don't know that we've really had that happen too many times. So Hillary Clinton kind of switched from the Benghazi thing to what's going on in Nigeria with the kidnapped girls and focusing on that and how sickening and abominable the act of terrorism is and what's happened to, you know, what happened in the Nigerian government and how they have squandered their wealth and how there's just so much corruption, and this is what then happens when you end up in that situation. Clinton is always asked about this, but she didn't really say much about her plans to run for president in 2016. She declined to really kind of speculate on whether she would even consider Elizabeth Warren or San Antonio Mayor Castro as her running mate. Because Julian Castro is a rising star in the Democratic Party, is Hispanic, speaks fluent Spanish, is well-liked, and is thought to be potentially who she could be paired with. Also, he is next-gen, so younger generation. And, you know, that's that thing where the undercard perhaps can help. But wait till you hear from our next guest, because as I mentioned at the top, Neil McCabe says, well, forget all this Hillary Clinton, because it ain't going to be Hillary Clinton. It's going to be Joe Biden, which I find wild. I really don't see that. I really can't believe. I mean, this is Hill's turn. That's what I think. I think that there's going to be, you know, there used to be a saying, got next. It's going to be got Hill. It's something like that. They'll come up with something clever. The thought is, hey, she didn't get the office the first time around because of Obama, so now it's her turn. This is her give back, Democrat-wise. We're pushing her because this is Hillary's moment, and we're going to give her this moment. And it's not going to be Joe Biden. It's gotten really interesting to watch. I didn't initially think this, but I think the 2016 election is going to be fascinating to see how it rolls out on both sides of the aisle, with the Republicans and the Democrats. You know, my push when I first got on America Tonight was saying that we really need that the serious fresh air, not the let's just give you lip service and we're going to be different and we're going to not be like everybody else in Washington, but really different points of views, a different way to do things, making government more efficient and smaller instead of bloated and filled with nothing but job after job that's repetitive, where you could slice half of those jobs off. I don't know that we get that person in my, I don't know that we get that third party in my lifetime, but I've always thought that that's the reason we need it. Legitimate. Not somebody just to throw a dagger into the Republicans or into the Democrats. I mean, really legitimate. Somebody with a legitimate run, a legitimate party, and a point of view. But we might not, it might not happen in my lifetime, but I think it does happen. For now, we're really with the R and the D. The R and the D, and who are the independents, which make up a big portion of the United States. More people are independent than ever. And which way do those independents go? Normally leaning Democratic, but might not lean Democratic this time. But who are the Republicans going to put up that are going to be able to thwart the challenge of perhaps the war chest of what I think is definitely going to be Hillary Clinton. And if it's not, whoever it is, you've got to have big bucks to run for president. Got a billion? Step in line. I mean, seriously, you have to definitely know how to raise money. You have to have the right campaign people. And most of the names that have been mentioned, they'll get that. They'll get the push from the party on either side of this. But it makes it interesting to watch how it's all going to play out. And I think the most interesting thing is going to be the presidential debates, because it's not going to be the same old. I think it's going to be very, very different. And technology will play an even bigger role this time around. And Neil refers to that. He talks about the fact that actually the Democrats are smarter when it comes to technology and how they get out the vote, and the Republicans should really pay attention, because this is where they're floundering and where they floundered the last time. And trust me, once we get through the midterm elections, this is all that'll be talked about, what's going to happen in 2016, because you figure, boom, already, then there we are into 2015, and before you know it, things really start to churn and burn, and we got Iowa and New Hampshire and testing the waters, and who could possibly be paired with whom, and then the conversation really gets hot and heavy. It starts to narrow and get much, much, much more serious. Hey, and you might have heard this. I'll throw this in just for grins at the end. We knew she was going to be held in contempt of Congress, and sure enough, she was. Lois Lerner, who was in charge of the deciding who was getting that tax-exempt status. So the House voted 231 to 187 to hold Lerner in contempt of Congress. I don't know that it really amounts to much of anything. This gets kicked into Eric Holder's arena. And what will they do with it? I don't think very much. It's just that it's in the records that she's held in contempt, but doesn't have to suffer any penalties as a result of that, because that would be up to justice. So why would Holder go after Lois Lerner? Why would justice really, really go after Lerner? Remember, she twice invoked her Fifth Amendment when she was in front of those committees in Congress and left it all open, and that door got kicked in for sure. Neil McCabe next.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit youwillfeelbetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Over and over again how it's the big bad Republican Party and the Tea Party people who have all the money and are shrouded in secrecy. Wait till you hear from our next guest on America Tonight. Neil McCabe is in the wings. He's the editor of the Human Events Gun and Patriots e-letter and a senior reporter at the Human Events newspaper. So how about that big money liberalism, and how about the fact that there is a secret group of liberal billionaires? For years now, I've had friends tell me, hey, watch out for those limousine liberals. And they really are alive and well, but who are they? Neil, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Hey, great to be with you, Kate.
So why is that? You know it's true that it's all the Tea Party. How many times we hear the Koch brothers and others, it's the Republican Party that's grinding it out, and they're the billionaires with the secrecy. But that's not true. There's a whole other side to this discussion, isn't there?
I think probably the biggest scam the left ever pulled is that they take money from the rich, they pursue the interests of the rich, and then they accuse everyone else of being the puppets of the rich. It's the dream scenario.
Yeah. Tell us about the Democratic Alliance, the Democracy Alliance, the partners.
So the Democracy Alliance was started 10 years ago by billionaire George Soros and his son Jonathan. And it was they gave the seed money. And the idea was that the progressives were frustrated because they couldn't raise money the way the conservatives could, from those, you know, sort of $10 a month, $25, $50 here and there. The small contributions that have been funding conservative movement is really intimidating because the left just couldn't match it. So Soros is looking around the table and he says, hold on a minute. I got all these Wall Street guys. I got all these Hollywood guys. I got all these Silicon Valley guys. Why don't we all get together? And so they formed the Democracy Alliance. For $30,000, you can be a member of the Democracy Alliance, and you have to agree to throw in $250,000 every year towards different causes. In the past 10 years, they've given over $500 million to these Democratic liberal causes. And so you hear about the Koch brothers all the time, but you never hear about these guys.
Yeah, and then you mentioned Hollywood and whatnot. So when we're talking about some of these top liberal advocacy groups, and there's a bunch of them, are they wrapped into this whole alliance thing as well? Like, you know, what comes to mind, Media Matters for America is a big one. Center for American Progress, are they part of this?
Well, I mean, they're all on the Soros payroll. This is sort of what I would call greenhouse activism, because, you know, a lot of these guys are just careerists. I'm not sure they believe in anything. And so I'm sure that those half the people over at Media Matters, if they shut down tomorrow, they wouldn't continue to work for the left-wing causes for free. You know, they'll just move on to the next paymaster. But, you know, another thing to consider, Kate, is that a lot of people say, okay, the left has their billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
The right has their billionaires. What's the diff? It'll all work out in the end. And what I would suggest is that you should look at what each side is doing. The Koch brothers and other people who are supporting the conservative and libertarian causes and candidates, what they're doing is they're trying to make the government weaker, smaller, and less able to pick winners and losers in the marketplace. And then, you know, in a way, if you think about it, the Koch brothers are buying influence so they have less influence, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you think about it on the left, what they're doing is they're trying to make the government stronger, bigger, and they absolutely want the government to pick winners and losers. And a great example is the Keystone Pipeline. I'm sure many of your listeners are saying, you know, for the past 3 years, they've been saying to themselves, why isn't anybody building this pipeline? The Western Democrats want it. Big labor, the unions want it. The Canadians want it. We're paying $4 for gas. Here, let's build this pipeline. The reason why the pipeline won't be approved is because the Democracy Alliance, and principally a member of the Democracy Alliance called Thomas Steyer, S-T-E-Y-E-R, have said to Obama and the Democrats, if you pass the Keystone Pipeline, if you approve it, we shut the spigot off. And so what does Obama do? Does he say this is an outrage? Does he say you're not going to bully me? No, what he does is he sends Valerie Jarrett to the meetings that they were holding in Chicago starting a week ago Sunday and then all through last week. And basically in these meetings, Valerie Jarrett was in the room with the Democracy Alliance, and together around the table, they wrote the script that the mainstream media is going to be reading between now and November.
Which, of course, a lot of that has to do with, they keep saying it's about the environment and the studies. We have to push this aside, and ultimately there's some holes in this. But that's not true, because if you look, and this is a big hot issue for me, for sure, Neil, that if you look at the studies, they were done and they were approved and ready to roll years ago, weren't they?
Oh, sure. I mean, the environmental impact studies were completed. The State Department was all teed up to approve this before the last presidential election, and Obama held back because he didn't want a revolt or a mutiny on his hands. And so the thinking was that once the president was reelected, that then he would go ahead and approve Keystone. But that's when Democracy Alliance stepped up and said, hold on, we're not going to let you go. We do not want Keystone. And if you approve it, we shut the spigot off.
Yeah. What are some of the other things that the Democracy Alliance has had success with that, as you pointed out with the pipeline, there's a different story that comes out in Main Street media?
I guess one of the things to focus on is, there's that TV show Shark Tank, where young entrepreneurs will sit in a room with a bunch of sort of investors, big, heavy investors, and they make a pitch, and then the investors decide whether they're going to invest or not in these ideas or these small companies. That's what's been going on in Chicago, where the different candidates and the different organizations have been going in front of the Democracy Alliance, and they've been having these interviews where they say, you know, if you invest in my candidacy, this is what I'm going to do for you. Another thing that they're investing in is that really high-grade get-out-the-vote technology. Now, it's not just clipboards and pens anymore. You know, they've got walkie-talkies, they've got the barcode readers with the voter list. You know, and they've got computerized command and control so that they really, really have this sort of get out the vote stuff down pat. You know, it's not like the old days, you know, where you have like a ruler and you're sort of crossing out the names on a list. Mm-hmm. I mean, this kind of technology makes a huge difference because, you know, technology improves productivity. So you can do, you know, with 10 people, you can do the job that maybe it would have taken 100 people or 100 volunteers to do 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, boy, that's scary if you think, what are the Republicans doing to combat this? Because they must know some of this is going on.
Well, it's weird that you say Republicans. You know, when you think about the election of 2010, the biggest fear that the Democratic Party had was that the enthusiasm of the Tea Party would link up with the legacy and the infrastructure of the Republican Party and create one of those generational majorities. But really what happened is that the only people, it turns out that the only people who hate the Tea Party more than the Democrats are the Republican leadership. And so it's very, very strange the way the Republican leadership has been acting. We've seen in the last week, we're starting to see movement on the IRS or Benghazi investigation. Well, I mean, where were they a year ago? And it's the same thing with Keystone and other things. They keep talking a good game, but, you know, during all of these fiscal cliff negotiations, in the super committee, you think about all the crisis that we've been going through in Washington. How is it that the Republicans were not able to get Keystone approved? You got to sort of wonder, is the Republican leadership really committed to Keystone? Certainly when the federal budget shutdown ended, Leader McConnell, Senator McConnell from Kentucky, he got a $2 billion dam program for Kentucky as his commission for help ending the shutdown. So, I mean, it kind of tells you where his interests lie.
Yeah, no kidding. So having said all that, what do you think happens in the march to, well, first we have the midterm elections, and then 2016, what do you think happens?
Well, I think what we're looking at for 2014 is Republicans holding the House, Republicans taking the Senate. And here it's sort of math. Normally there's 33 seats up because the Senate rotates a third at a time, six-year terms. Because of three special elections, there are 36 Senate seats up for grabs. Of those seats, the Democrats are defending 21. Of the Republican seats that are up for grabs, those 15 seats, not a single one is being contested seriously. So that means the Republicans can play offense in 21 different states. They need to have a net pickup of 5 seats out of 21 races. And so that's really where the optimism comes from when the Republicans talk about this. Now, their Republican leaders are sort of talking about this as a victory of their strategy. Well, in a way, Kate, they had such a lousy year in 2008 that they have fewer seats to defend because they had such a lousy 2008. What you're going to see in the House, obviously, is things are going to pretty much stay where they're at. For the presidential election, I will guarantee you on national radio, Hillary Clinton will not be the president of the United States in 2017. I'm not even sure she'll be the nominee. Everyone is underestimating Joe Biden.
Really? Yeah, because he's got powerful allies, that's for sure.
Well, there's a lot of very, he may be a moron, but there's a lot of very smart, ambitious people around him. And certainly everyone working in the Obama White House knows that if Hillary comes in, she's going to clear them out and bring in her own people. If they want to keep their job, they want to keep their power, they want to keep that house in Old Town Alexandria or Georgetown, they need to get Biden as president.
Wow.
And of course, Obama will be campaigning for Biden with Air Force One in all the places where he had success in 2012.
Yeah. Wow, what an interesting twist. How many people agree with Neil? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Neil McCabe, don't be a stranger. It was fun talking with you. HumanEvents.com, check them out there. Thanks, Neil.
Great to be with you, Kate. Take care.
Thanks, you too.
You know where I'm going. This song is all about you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Here on America Tonight, another version of We Can Count. A couple of quick reminders for you. Don't forget, at the end of the week, I had Adam ask me this. We do our cheap movie reviews in our Friday morning show, sending you into the weekend with what's on tap in the movie theaters. Is it worth it to go and see it? What does it look like and what does it sound like? The best that we can possibly do in the form of a small, cheap movie review. We send it out to you, and we do that on Friday in one of our segments. And that's also an invitation to you. If you go and see a movie and it's worthwhile, send me a movie review, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. It's that easy. Just send it to americatonight.net. On that note, time to talk about numbers, and we can count. When I say 90-year-olds and drug mule, does that seem a little bit odd? Yes, it's true. Michigan drug mule Leo Sharp got 3 years on his 90th birthday. He was hauling 104 bricks of cocaine, that would be 200 pounds, by the way, on a highway near Chelsea, Michigan, when he was pulled over for an illegal lane change. Oh, that's a bummer, huh? So, according to the docs filed in the U.S. District Court in Detroit, He had been running cocaine and other drugs since 2009. He was 86 when he was doing that. Wonder if he had ever done that before in his life. So we got 3 years in jail, plus an additional 3 years of supervised relief. He said, I'm really heartbroken I did what I did, but it's done. I won't live in prison. I'm just going to end my life if I have to end up there. So he pled for mercy. He didn't get too much mercy. He said he was going to take his own life. Oh, it's such a sad picture looking at this guy. It's so depressing. And here's what's even more depressing about Leo Sharp. This is the other side of the coin. He got numerous decorations for valor for his service with the Army's 88th Infantry. Ringing any bells? During a year-long march through Italy to Austria in 1944 and 45. More than 15,000 members of the 88th were killed or wounded in the 344 days that they made their way through those mountains, the Dolomite Mountains. And, of course, there was some famous battles, bloody battles, and he was part of the great generation. He was absolutely part of that generation. He survived that, and now he's going to prison. The defense had asked for supervised release or home confinement, saying that he suffers from dementia and other health conditions and needs 24-hour monitoring. But the prosecutors argued that he had managed to avoid detection for a decade because of his age and was now trying to use his age to shield himself from punishment. That would be a good fair or foul. Is this the right thing to do to this guy? He was on the top of a mountain fighting Nazis. And now he's going to jail for hauling cocaine. I guess that's the law, but it is a very, very sad, sad story. 3 years on his 90th birthday, and he doesn't look like he's going to make it. He doesn't. He looks like he's going to have a heart attack or do something more drastic. When you talk about television and bad, they can be synonymous, right? Bad TV. What happens when there's bad TV? Or how about people have bad taste? Here are the things that are being canceled by Fox. There are four different shows, I think. Dads, Enlisted, Surviving Jack, and Rake were all canceled for abysmal ratings. They just didn't cut the mustard. Dad started off with controversy before the pilot even aired, ended with low ratings, a 1.0 in the 18 to 49 demographic. That's never good. 1.0 means really only your friends are watching, and that's why. So it's about the ratings, whether you think it's good or not. You know, some shows over the years have been saved when people decided to attack a network or write a million letters and protest and all that kind of stuff. But nowadays, with a gazillion channels that you have, thanks to cable and DirecTV, I mean, how many shows can you possibly watch? There just has to be something in the show that strikes enough people that enough people are watching it because of how split up the tube is. I mean, and it's, you know, split up. Here's almost one that would fall into fair or foul, but you know how Twitter is anymore. If you want to find out what's going on that instant, go to Twitter. It's really true. People just tweet what's happening. It's crazy. And sometimes it is really crazy. So the Denver Police Department put out this tweet. They put out this. They said, missing at Rangers pitching. If someone has seen, please tweet us ASAP. A jab at the Texas Rangers. They were in Denver playing the Rockies. And the tweet came in before the Rockies jumped out to a 7-0 lead over Texas. So, no word if anybody at a Texas police department, like Arlington, has come up with some kind of defense for the home team. But that's pretty interesting that the PD put that out on their Twitter. Well, they got to think of something to tweet. What are they going to tweet? apprehended several suspects right now. The reason police departments have it is because they know people use this as forms of communication. So if there was a big shutdown of a highway, a school, lockdown, schools use it, and it works. It's effective because people read their Twitter accounts and they see it. This was a strange story that I actually heard about earlier today. There was a deadly fire at James Blake, an ex-tennis player's Florida home. And they're saying that now it might be intentional. This is from St. Petersburg, Florida. And James Blake was one of America's great hopefuls in tennis. I saw him play many, many times. In fact, we had him on a show, one of our shows, I believe, at one point. But it just happened to be his house. They're saying that two adults and two teenagers were killed. He wasn't home. He was renting the house to the family. They don't know. They say the scene was unusual. They don't know how the fire was set, but there were various fireworks throughout the house. Two of the bodies had upper body trauma, but they didn't give any more details. That is so crazy. The home was in an upscale subdivision north of Tampa. A lot of sports stars, executives, whatever, lived there. And it happened about 6 a.m. They were trying to put out hot spots. 6,000-square-foot home just north of downtown Tampa. He hasn't lived in the house for a while. He was renting it out. They haven't talked with him, but they're certain he wasn't in Florida and they didn't know where he was. But they're trying to figure out who the people were and all that other sort of stuff and what could have possibly happened here. And as I said, James Blake was ranked fourth on the tour in 2006, and he's has a well-known foundation to help with cancer research in memory of his father who died of gastric cancer. So this is a very odd story. It just happens to be people that were renting it, but the upper body cuts, I mean, what was that about? And fireworks at the house, that's very, very very, very, very strange. In the meantime, this is sad. There's a name that you might have heard of, Cornelius Gurlitt. He's a guy who had tons of paintings that were stolen by the Nazis with the likes of Marc Chagall and Picasso and whatnot, and they were squirreled away in his apartment until they were later found. He had a collection of 1,280 pieces of art assembled by his father, Hillebrand, an art dealer put in charge of selling what Adolf Hitler called degenerate art and ordered to be removed from state museums to help fund the Nazi war effort. He died after a heart operation just the other day. He was 81 years old. Now a lot of people are trying to lay claim to their family's old masterpieces that were taken away. Wow. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.